It's a wonderful opportunity we have on the outside. Yankee Moshe, Tulevsky Zichron Levroche, to recognize the contribution made to the yeshiva and to try to live up to that those contributions. I remember as a bocher, when he came at first to the yeshiva to say a shir. I was an older bocher already in the yeshiva. I didn't go to his shir. I should have, but I didn't go. And I know that his coming added a certain ingredient to the yeshiva, a certain type of style and learning, which fit very much into the American need. And he was an American, born in America, and had a tremendous influence on everyone in the yeshiva in their way of learning, the way of thinking. And certainly Kolschke, after tens of years that he said a shir in the yeshiva, a thousand Talmidim probably that he went under him, had a tremendous influence on the way of learning in the yeshiva. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, I went to visit a certain Rav, a Choshev Rav in Tel Aviv. I asked him, "Where did you learn?" He said, "He learned by Rabbi Shlomo Heiman. Shlomo Heiman in Ramelis. Ramelis was a yeshiva in Varsha.
Vilna.
Vilna. Ramelis. And he told me that when he came to the Briska Rav, to meet the Briska Rav, Briska Rav said, "Who's your Rebbe?" So he says, "Rabbi Shlomo Heiman." The Briska Rav told him, "By Bazoi Dafter Kenan Lerman," these words, "If so, you must know how to learn. If you learn by Rabbi Shlomo Heiman, you must know how to learn." That was in Vilna, and Avkalevsky Zichron Levroche learned by Rabbi Shlomo Heiman in Torah Vadas. Shkoch had it that Shlomo Heiman came to America. He didn't have any children, and he wanted to make a shini mokum. His mommy, Talmidim, and Torah Vadas, all of them became Rosh Yeshiva. Weinberg Zichron Levroche, Rabbi Yishvei Zichron Levroche, Shmuel Kamenetsky, after also. They were in his shir, and Take, all of them, can they learn them because they learned by Rav Shlomo Heiman. So what's called ken and learn them? People think ken and learn them is saying gewaldige chidushim, which no one else has said before. That's not true. Ken and learn is asking good questions, and finding out what people did say before, what they really meant. When they wrote, the Rishonim wrote what they said, when the Rambam wrote what he said, what did it really mean? Not your chedushim, not your gevaldike, new ways of looking at things. That's not. Kenneth Lennon is understanding the old way of looking at things, the way of the Rishonim. But the Rishonim are cryptic, the Rishonim are hard to understand, you have to learn them by iyun. And That's called Kenneth Lennon. Kenneth Lennon is asking a good question, not saying a gewaltige chiddush di geteretz. And all of that takes yigiyah. That's another thing, another aspect that he made a tremendous influence on the yeshiva. The bochim learned be yigiyah. What's yigiyah? Not just learning by smother, but trying to understand something, be yigiyah, thinking of something a long time. You don't see so much Bochrim, spending time trying to understand, trying to be ma'ayin in something that they don't have clear, getting something completely clear. Yigiyah is again trying to understand what state, what's here, with hard work. I once heard a Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, with Rashin and Ber Yaakov, once went into the Briskov and asked him a kasha. And the Briskov told him a gewaldige teretz on the kasha. A beautiful tells me, Yashiv, everything. So the Briskov says, "You should know what I told you is probably not emes." You know why? said, because I was oimed on it without yigiyah. I just answered you on the spot. A teretz is without yigiyah is not a good teretz. You have to work hard for it. And just like when you go over a bridge, you go over the Delaware Bridge, the other bridge, it looks like it's part of the road. It's like a straight road. You get off on one side, you get on the other side. You don't know that you're on a bridge. But what goes into making that bridge, the girders and the designing and the engineering, and the thousands of workers and thousands of days that were spent planning the bridge, until it comes out a very simple roadway, which fits in with the other roadway and seamlessly, and you can't tell the difference. And that's how it's in learning. When you see a beautiful teretz at a Brisker Rov or a Chaim, it looks like they just sat down and smoked a pipe, and it came up with the chiddush. A nice teretz. You see a ktsais, you see the sivis, you see a shenim, machrenim. They just came up with the chiddush. It's not that way. Everything is off yigiyah. They say the ktsais from the Rav Yigiyah collapse often on the floor. Rav Yigiyah thinking of a svar. And as an older shenim, Rav Chaim used to sit and think sometimes hours. He would think, lying on the sofa sometimes, but he thought, concentrating, sometimes hours long, on one thing. We see the finished product, we see the bridge, but we don't see the infrastructure that went behind it, and the investment of time, energy, and the yigiyah that went into it. That's the yigiyah that we need. A bocher needs yigiyah to be oimed ala emes, be oimed on what is there, not to be machadish, his own svaras, his own. It's a nice thing to be able to say something new, but that's not what a chiddush is. A chiddush is being oimed lo shteit, what's in the rishonim, what's there before, what they meant. That's a chiddush. And you only get there by yigiyah, by working hard and by throwing, having hava minis and throwing them away and saying it doesn't fit into the loshen, it doesn't fit, it doesn't answer the kasha well, until you're oimed on the emes. And that is what I, as a bocher, saw for the first time, for an American yungaman, with that degree of yigiyah, and the bakoshes haemes, that was the hashpah of the tens of years that he was here in yeshiva till he became rosh yeshiva. Hashpah, every bocher that went in went to a shir, had to come out with the avas haTorah, the gishmakayt in Torah, because they saw the product of yigiyah, and his simchas haTorah that he learned when he's happy when he said over the shir, when he said his shir, it also leaves a lasting impression on the bochum, is a product of yigiyah, of hard work. He had nachas that his hard work came up with something, a pshat, emes pshat, in addition. So that's the best thing. The best chiddush is to have a good kasha. If you have a good kashi, you think about it long enough, you might come up with a right shot. But the best thing is a good kashi. So this is the contribution that that Kalevsky made to the yeshiva. It still exists. And we have to be mischazik in it. Every bor has been mechazik. Yigiyas haTorah, chipus haemes, asking a good kashi. That's the yisod. Maybe she should bench us. The neshama should have an aliyah and the schus. In the schus of all the Talmidim that was maimed in the Ashpoah he had on the yeshiva, we should all be zoiche to grow in Torah and in Yireh, and Be'ez Hashem, see him again, Tchias HaMeisim.